The Obama administration is extending more help to homeowners facing foreclosure. Later today, it's expected to announce a new initiative, which some economists hope will be a breakthrough. In hopes of shoring up the housing market, which is key to fixing the economy, the administration is now moving far more aggressively to help homeowners who are underwater. That is, they owe more than their house is worth. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
This new effort marks a dramatic shift in the government's approach to the foreclosure crisis. It puts front and center those homeowners who are underwater, and there are lots of them. Analysts say 24% of all homeowners with mortgages owe more than their house is worth. Many are struggling to make their payments. And if too many give up and foreclosures keep rising, that's a big threat to the economy.
The promise of this program is that it's focusing on debt forgiveness.
Chris Mayer is an economist at Columbia Business School. He likes that the Treasury Department will now be pushing lenders to actually reduce the amount that some homeowners owe. Mayer thinks that that might stop a lot of people from giving up on paying their mortgage and walking away from their homes.
If you can reduce the principal on their mortgage such that they get back right side up again, the incentives to start paying are a lot bigger. And that also sort of just fundamentally changes the decision making for the household.
You might wonder why a lender would want to cut a homeowner a break on what they owe, but in many cases, the lender would actually lose more in a foreclosure. There are legal costs, some houses sit vacant, the pipes freeze. They want somebody living there and paying something. And under the plan, borrowers would have to stay in their home, making payments for 3 years to get that debt forgiven. Still, that all might sound good, but Mayer can't help but be a bit skeptical.
We've seen many, many announcements over the last 2 years about programs that are going to help, you know, millions and millions of people. And this problem is just much harder than we'd like to believe it is.
There are right now upwards of 4 million people heading towards foreclosure. Homeowners complain that the banks are all tangled up, just fielding all the phone calls and dealing with the paperwork. Banks say many homeowners don't return their calls, and some people who don't need help are trying to get it, and that complicates things. And Mayer says this new Treasury Department plan is not going to be a silver bullet to fix all of that. But he says if the plan is done right, it might help hundreds of thousands of people. And some who are following the housing crisis closely think it might do even more. Mark Zandi is chief economist of Moody's Analytics.
This is very exciting. I think it has the potential to be a game changer, to really bring a quicker end to this painful foreclosure crisis that continues to engulf the housing market and the economy. So I'm very encouraged.
Zandi says he still needs to examine the specifics as they emerge, but he thinks this focus on debt forgiveness could help to prop up home prices around the country and maybe even stop prices from falling.
I think this could mark the end of the housing crash, yes, that we've been in a long slide for 4 long years, painful years, and this could mark the definitive end of that.
That would definitely be nice. The administration is unveiling more details today. Chris Arnold, NPR News.